There are many people who have been asked to attend, including the architects and the Little Sisters of the Poor, and interested members of the public, and we certainly would hope that many interested members of the public will be interested in attending this.
Many of the residents of Victoria Street and the general public have been concerned about the plans. What do you hope will come out of the meeting tonight?
Well, I hope that as a result of tonight's meeting, that the architects and the Little Sisters of the Poor can be convinced to alter the plans in order to divert a parking lot, which is intended to take place in the grounds of 24 car bays to go in on the Croesus Street side. This will affect the current part visually. We rather hope that they'll be convinced to put it on the opposite side, the eastern side of the grounds, adjacent to the basketball courts. That's one thing we hope will happen. Another thing that we hope will happen is that the architects and the Little Sisters can be convinced that of the importance of the heritage value of what is left of Victoria Park. It was once the Botanic Gardens of Kalgoorlie, and in its day, it was rather a splendid park. I guess a lot of people in Kalgoorlie Boulder will be aware of this, but many won't be. There was a loop in the old days. They actually cut down all the timber that a man could not span with both his hands, and this was used for things like the winder drivers for building construction and so on. And around about the turn of the century, the only trees that people could actually see were those in Victoria Park. Now, around about 1905, people were requested by the council, the town council of its day, to donate trees in order to establish this green area in Kalgoorlie. Amongst the trees which were donated were Moreton Bay figs, and one of those was donated by a man who at the time was a young mining engineer. His name was Herbert Hoover, and he later became the 31st President of the United States. In terms of the heritage value of his particular tree, Herbert Hoover also planted trees in the United States of America. And I've done a little bit of research on this, and according to the Hoover Institute there, and one of the heritage architects, a man by the name of William Wagner, the trees that he actually planted in the States were mainly elm trees, and they have succumbed to what's called the elm disease, and it sounds a little bit like the dieback problem we've got here in Western Australia. So one of the heritage architects described the Hoover tree as being, quote, $1 million tree.
So you're concerned that some of this heritage might be lost if the plans go ahead they currently are?
Absolutely. In actual fact, the architectural plans come within 3 meters of two very large Moreton Bay figs, and anybody who knows Moreton Bay will know that that's just not going to work. The architects have contracted an arboriculturalist, as the tree experts call themselves, and the this tree expert has said, well, we'll cut the roots and we'll make sure that no fungus gets inside them and so on. We'll also lop the trees. Well, the boles on these trees are huge. We're talking about 25-meter trees with a canopy of 25 meters, you know, in diameter.
So, Wendy, if Little Sisters and the architects take into consideration the changes you'd like to see made, do you still think they can have their renovations as they want and then the residents will be happy?
Well, absolutely. I've talked to a very large number of people. In fact, we had well over 600 people sign a petition to save the trees. I only heard maybe 3 or 4 people in all those that I've talked to who said, oh, Little Sisters shouldn't be doing anything. Instead, there was a lot of praise for what the Little Sisters are achieving with the elderly people, and I don't think anybody would deny them that they have been doing other than a fantastic job. What we would like to see is some kind of, a middle ground where they, yes, do get extensions, but perhaps extended out on the eastern side if we can convince the council of the relevance of making use of some land that currently is vacant land. This is on the eastern side between Park Street and Outridge Terrace. This area isn't being used at all. It's actually disused railway verge, and it dates from the time of the loop line that used to connect Kalgoorlie with the town of Boulder. And in actual fact, just next to Little Sisters, there used to be a very busy railway station on that loop line. Well, that clearly is not going to be used again for railway purposes. I understand the land is administered by Dole at present. The council, the city council did have some interest in perhaps at least considering the merits of closing off Outridge Terrace between Brookman Street and Victoria Street, which would then allow for the basketball courts to expand and have a little bit more courtroom, and also to provide some 90-odd bays out there, parking bays. And then in addition, on the land that is actually adjacent to Little Sisters, to at least consider the possibility of donating that land to them.
So at tonight's meeting, you're hoping to debate these issues and maybe reach some compromises.
Yes, absolutely. I think with a little ingenuity, a lot of problems can be solved. But as I say, of the people I've talked to, very, very few would argue in favor of stopping development of any kind. I mean, that just wouldn't work. In many ways, it wouldn't provide the amenities for the elderly that the Little Sisters can do. I guess it would be what I'd call retrograde thinking. I would personally like to see the development, but with a little bit more imagination, and saving the trees on the Croesus Street side, and also the tallest gums in Kalgoorlie on Victoria Street.
How optimistic are you that the architects and Little Sisters will listen to the residents of places like Victoria Street?
Well, one would hope that they hadn't realized a number of issues when the plans were first developed. I'm fairly convinced that the Little Sisters would not have understood the heritage value of, say, the Hoover Tree. And in actual fact, I don't think many of the councillors were aware of it either, which is not surprising. They're all busy people, and it takes a fair bit of research, I guess, to understand what is there. But interestingly enough, I believe that a lot of the councillors would like to see some changes made.
So Wendy, tonight, this meeting, is this the first chance you've had to convince the architects of the value?
The architects themselves, yes. Members of the Victoria Action Group, Neighbourhood Action Group, have actually contacted the architects, Peter Garvey in particular, and in actual fact, we also tried to speak to Little Sisters, and they simply referred us to the architect. Going to probably convince the Little Sisters of the importance of saving what's left of the park. Incidentally, the National Trust is going through the process at present of classifying the rotunda, also on the Little Sisters block, as a heritage structure, and they expect that there's going to be a swathe of parkland adjacent left. One possibility, and it's I guess a bit ambitious at this point, but you never know. I can envision, with a little imagination, the area that the rotunda occupies, which is a strip of land, if you can imagine, on the southern side of the Little Sisters block. And there's still a bit left of the original botanic gardens there. For example, there are some roses around the rotunda and so on. But you can imagine an area that would be parkland as a swathe between Park Street right through to Croesus Street that would be open to the public. And not only that, I think we could argue that it would be rather nice to have it available for tourists too, if it were to be maintained in such a way that the gardens were kept clean and neat and so on.
All right, a lot of issues to debate. Wendy, that meeting again at 7:30 tonight, the banquet room at the Kalgoorlie Town Hall.
That's right.
All right, I thought I'd better...
...was told that local government may have given up total control of Kalgoorlie's historic Victoria Park. Spokesman for the Victoria Park Neighbourhood Group, Ron Manners, says it appears the Little Sisters of the Poor were given title over the entire park in the early 1970s. That was despite an assurance that a third of the park would always remain open to the public. The neighbourhood group is concerned that plans to extend the Little Sisters of the Poor's aged care facility will further restrict access to the park and destroy a dozen historic trees. About 40 people attended last night's meeting, including five representatives from the City Council. However, the developers and the Little Sisters of the Poor refused to send representatives. Mr. Manners is still confident the park can be saved and says if it's not, the group will employ a consultant to nominate the developers for the Booby Prize in the National Land Care Awards.
The submission will include photographs of grassed areas being torn up for car park and 12 of our oldest trees being cut down, so it's going to be a little tongue-in-cheek type of submission for the Land Care Awards, but it's remarkable that at this time of our perception in land care where people are building parks and grassing areas, we've got right in front of us demolition of a park of this nature.
The legislation to form Kalgoorlie-Boulder's University College should
have Little Sisters nor their developers in attendance, and he's been speaking to ABC journalist Sir Wellen Gerard.
The general feeling was at the meeting was that it was a bit arrogant of them. As a matter of fact, the meeting moved that it was grossly unprofessional of the architects not to be present at the meeting. We felt they should have related enough to the community to have had someone there to receive the various input.
Did they give any indication that they wouldn't attend or why they weren't there last night?
Yes, but they had their reasons, I suppose.
Maybe you could give us an idea of what the reasons they gave.
I think it's for them to give the reasons to you directly. But there were several things that came out of the meeting, and I think it was very, very worthwhile. It was a very positive meeting. It was a very non-hysterical meeting, and those putting forth ideas had carefully researched them, and I think that's why it was unfortunate the architects were not there to listen to the what I consider well-reasoned comment from the various parties that put forward things. But I think the main things to me that came out of the meeting was that it's obvious that something strange happened back in about 1970 to 1971, as there appears to be a discrepancy between the council resolution of that day and the actual issue of the hospital title. And we feel that with further investigation it may show that it may even be that the council gave away something that was not theirs to give. However, further research is needed on that angle. And the other thing that came out of the meeting was the general support for the work of the Little Sisters, and all parties, including the council, wish to assist in any way possible with making available additional land on the eastern side of the park. It's a spare reserve. It's an old railway reserve that's no longer used, and that could easily be re-gazetted and thrown in to assist with further development of the park. It's quite a considerable piece of land, and it includes a car park. So that was a positive move from the people. We felt that would have avoided digging up the park and digging up grassland and converting it into a car park and chopping down the very significant trees. There's 12 of us of Kalgoorlie's oldest and most historic trees that are involved in being in the destruction there. So there was a lot of goodwill at the meeting, but the architects didn't come to listen.
Do you feel then that this meeting will achieve anything? I mean, can these ideas be pursued any further?
Oh, I'm sure they will be. I think the further action that our group will take, we've actually employed an expert to assist us making a submission to the Land Care Australia Awards. in the submission will nominate the architect for the booby for the year. That is, if the demolition of the park and the 12 significant trees proceed, the submission will include photographs of grassed areas being torn up for car park and 12 of our oldest trees being cut down. So it's going to be a little tongue-in-cheek type of submission for the Landcare Awards, but it's remarkable at this time of our perception in Landcare, where people are building parks and grassing areas. We've got right in front of us demolition of a park of this nature.
What about, on a positive note, is there anything more that can be done to try and stop this development or reorganise this development, given that the architects and the developers appear unwilling to come to the table?
Yeah, I must say there's no one trying to stop the development. That's terribly important, and that was brought out with almost every speaker, or without doubt every speaker last night. There's no thought of stopping the development. We just think with someone coming to a table and talking through the various options, there may be a way of actually improving the development. And I think the park's enhanced by being surrounded by the parkland, and there's a way of doing this. But and further steps will be taken to have a roundtable discussion in this, because it's no good anyone rejecting suggestions if they don't listen to them.
Are you confident that you can achieve your goal of saving Victoria Park and those historic trees?
Oh, I'm always confident, Sue, and everything. Everything we do is one of confidence and of a positive nature.
Ron Manners, and talking with Sue Ellen Gerard about the outcomes of that public meeting held last night in Kalgoorlie Boulder, looking at the building plans of the Little Sisters of the Poor. ABC Radio 17 to 9.